Now it's time for the first in our series, looking at the development of radio. Guglielmo Marconi, radio's pioneer, carried out his first experiments in transmitting and receiving Hertzian or radio waves here in the Bournemouth area. Matt Collins investigates.
Now then, Marconi. Marconi, Guglielmo. 1874 to 1937. Italian electrical engineer who invented, independently of Popoff, communication by radio. On reading about the discovery of radio waves, Marconi built a device that would convert them into electrical signals. He then experimented with transmitting and receiving radio waves over increasing distances. I went to the Haven Hotel in Sandbanks, Poole, where many of Marconi's crucial early experiments were carried out, to see what I could find. Now, I know the Marconi Lounge is on the ground floor here somewhere. There we go. Marconi Lounge. All old wooden beams. Nice leather sofas. High-backed chairs. Above one of the fireplaces here, as a little plaque, which says, "In this room, which may truly be called the cradle of wireless, Guglielmo Marconi, during the years from 1898 until 1926, conducted some of his most important experiments in wireless telegraphy and telephony, and laid the secure foundations of a science of inestimable value to humanity." And here, on the other side of the room, they've framed three or four photographs entitled "Senatore Marconi's Wireless Station at the Haven Hotel, 1908 to 1926. It's a collection of photographs of his masts and aerials, and also one of his yacht, Electra. But the Haven Hotel was not the only place in the local area that Marconi used for his early experiments. Tim Heffer went to speak to Sue Shepherd, manager at the Miners' Rest Home by Bournemouth International Centre, right on the seafront.
On this piece of paper in front of us is lots of sort of tape where whoever is receiving these messages have noted down the dots and dashes of the wireless transmission, and above them has noted the letters of the alphabet that they correspond to. So reading across these tapes, some of the words, a lot of them just don't make sense, but we've got a couple of sentences there. There was one sent at 11 p.m. which is YELLOW, which obviously spells yellow, and then lots of other lines which make no sense whatsoever at all. It's VVVKVVW.
Might have made some sense to him, but I think possibly it's just obviously a test and whatever he's devised to use as a test, really.
And the first line on that piece of paper, sent at 10 p.m.
That's right, actually spells out range.
So perhaps they were just confirming the distance, what have you. But there's a note here, and we believe it's in the handwriting of the man himself, and it reads, "Specimen leaf of signals received by Mr. Marconi's system of wireless telegraphy from the Royal Needles Hotel, Allen Bay, Isle of Wight, 10 Madeira House, Bournemouth, March the 3rd, 1898, distance 14 miles, and to the right-hand side a signature, G. Marconi.
Yes.
It was here, in the Bournemouth and Poole area, that radio was born. But of course, it didn't stop with Marconi. Tune in next week for the second part in our series about radio in Bournemouth, when we'll be focusing on 6BM, the first BBC local station in the area. But before we go, a thought from Sean Street, Professor of Radio at Bournemouth University, about the cultural impact of Marconi's experiments.
My late friend Desmond Hawkins, who was the controller of the Southwest region, he said, "Caxton, Shakespeare, radio. Caxton invents the printing press. Shakespeare, this vast world of culture that's created out of Shakespeare. And radio, the disseminator. People of a certain social class in the 1920s heard a Beethoven quartet for the first time they might never have heard. All of that grew out of these first experiments in Bournemouth and Poole."